to be a tefach wine, l'chura tefach u'machtzeboi. Once you're saying it has to be able to hold up a brick, that's a tefach and a half wide, so chura should also be a tefach and a half. Why is a tefach alone enough? Have the Gemara Akiva on the Rochiv, l'kabo tefach. Once the bottom, the curve itself, is wide enough to receive a tefach, idechati tefach. There's other chati tefach that's sticking over on both sides. Malvin levitina mashu mehagisa or mashu mehagisa. Malvin levitina means you put some cement there. And that's the way you build. You build with cement. So you put cement on both sides of the brick so it's not even noticeable. Trashi Malvin law. Lekura betina. You put some cement on each side of the kura. Vamareach betit bishipua. Mola yetzpa mikan. One yetzpa on one side of mikan. Vamashvas lekura. So not that you really have to do this. Just means it still looks like it's buildable. Because even when you are building, that's what you do. Like in picture 174. You have the bottom, you have the kura, that's the base. On top is the areach, the brick on top. And on the two sides, that's where you put cement. Like to make it like, smooth it out there. Yeah. Like slant, you put the cement there to slant it out. So that's the way it looks like you build. So even though now you're not putting the cement there, but still it looks okay, still it's kosher. Because the mice, you don't even have to have the brick on top either. It could be there, it's called a good curve. Yeah. Yeah, well the swerve of a curve is, we're saying now, the Sarech business is that the curve has to look like you're really building there. Now when you build, you put bricks on top. So it has to be wide enough to hold it, and that's the way you build up. So the kashrut is, you don't build that way. You don't build one, the bottom layer is only a tefach, and the top layer, the tefach and a half wider, that's not the way you build. The teretz is, no, you could put cement, that's the way you build. So this is the derech of building is kosher. Omer Rabba bar Rav Huna, kairah shomru, sricha shetei b'riyah, k'lei l'kabel areich. The kairah itself has to be strong enough, has to be a strong board, that can hold up a brick. Abu Mamide Kura ain't Srichan Shiabrian de la Kabul Kura Varech. But you know the pegs that are holding up the Kura, they don't have to be strong enough. Like you have in picture 175. Hey, it's the side pegs that hold up the Kura, the two olives, they don't have to be that strong. In other words, it's not the pshat that really, really, when you have this Kura standing there, you're going to put a brick on top. Because in this case, if you put the brick on top, the thing will cave in. Because the two pegs on the side are not strong enough to hold it up. So the pshat is not that we're really going to put a peg, we're going to put the brick on top. Just like, you have the kura, and it looks now like you could put a brick on top of it, so that's kosher. Even though the maestro will cave in. But since it looks like it could be mekabelit, it's kosher. And that's how we hold the locha. That's enough. Abi, the brick and the board on top is strong enough. Even though the pegs that hold it up are not strong enough to cave in. We have chizdu amenein. Echot zev, yechot zev, srichin shebriyin, k'nei l'kabel kura v'arech. He holds no both. Even the pegs, the side things that are holding up the kura, also have to be strong. In other words, it has to be like mamish, you could really put the kura, the brick, on top of the kura. Omer Rav Sheshes, haniyach kura agabe movi. You put a kura right on top of a movi, uparos alem achtolos, and you threw mats over the kura, like picture 176. You wanted to be a big machmir, you had a kura there, so you weren't samech on the kura alone, but you want to throw a mat over the kura to make it look like a mechitzer also. Not just to have a kura, you want to have a mechitzer also. But you ruined it. Ve'gdiya min akarka shloisha. Now when the mat came down, it didn't come down to reach the ground, it was more than 3 tefachim off the ground. So the mat was more than 3 tefachim off the ground. In such a case, the halacha is, kura inkan. You don't have the heter of the kura anymore, because the maestro can't see the kura. The whole din of a kura is that the heker, people know something's there. Here that you cover it up with the mat, you can't see it, there's no kura. And vice the mechitz also ain't kan. There's no mechitz reader right now, so don't see why not. Kura ain't kan, do a michse, it's covered up. The whole side of a kura is that the heker, you can't see it now, it's possible. Mechitz ain't kan, devilay mechitz a shagadi and boikimbo. Has any time a kid could go underneath the mechitza, that means the mechitza is more than gimel tefachim off the ground. That you don't say loved, it's not called a good mechitza. That's called mechitza hatluya, a mechitza that's hanging in the air. Like we had yesterday, the rabbanim were only makol by mayim. If there's water underneath, then the mechitza is kosher. We say good aches, the mechitza goes down. But on ground, where there could be people, a kid, or animals could walk through it, so that stops us from saying a good aches. We can't say that the mechitza goes down, because the mice could walk underneath there. So it's not called a good mechitza either. So Mela, in such a case, you're possible, you didn't gain anything. You wanted to be a machmen, you just ruined it. Tana Rabbanan. Koyre hayotze mikoysel ze. V'eino negas bekoysel ze. It does not reach the other koysel. It goes out, but it doesn't reach it. It's not long enough. Or else v'chein shtei koyreis achas yotze mikoysel ze. V'achas yotze mikoysel ze. You have two koyres. One is going out from the right side. One is coming out from the left side. And v'eino negas zubezu. They don't meet one or the other. Like picture 177. You have two without the top piece. The two pieces are going out, but they don't meet. It's a lot like this. Pachas mishloishiv, there's less than three tzvachim in between, is ein tzarech lahavi koira heres. You don't have to bring another koira, because you say love it. Mashen kein shloishiv, there's more than a space in between the two koiras. Or else we have one koira going out, and it doesn't reach the other side, it's more than three tzvachim away, is a loch, it's tzarech lahavi koira heres. You have to bring another koira, because you don't have love it then, and maybe let's put the koira as possible. As the kitzur, the koira has to go straight across and touch really both sides of the walls. Just anything within three tvachim, we always say lovud is as if it touched it. But if it's more than three tvachim away, it doesn't reach the other wall. It's possible you have to bring another koira there. We have Yishimim ben Gamliel Omer, pachus midal dein tzarech lavi koira cheres. That was his sheet that we had before. That he says anything less than dalat tvachim, you also say lovud. It's considered like it's attached. If it's away from the wall, or else the two beams don't meet, they're away from one another, more than four tvachim, then it's also masking. So the more of a chain, base, kairos, hamasamis. You have two kairos going across, one next to another. Like in these pictures, 180, 179, 178. You have two beams going across, and they're not mamas touching one another. As if the mamas right next to one another, so pshit is kosher. You have two together, they're a tefach together, avadu is kosher. They were talking about the not mamas touching together, like in the middle picture. You have two beams going across two curves, and each one is less than a tefach wide, and there's some space in between them. The chain base curves, you have two curves, two beams going across. Hamas amas, they're one next to another. Now, loy bezuk de la kabbalah reach, loy bezuk de la kabbalah reach. Each one of the beams by itself going across is not a tefach wide. It cannot hold up the brick. So loch is like this. Im mekablois areyach l'roch betefach. That pashta means, like if you can have this brick, a tefach, a tefanech wide, if it fits on top of these, both of these two sticks, then it's kosher. In other words, pashta means that in between, there's like less than a tefach in between. So since there's a less than a tefach in between the two sticks, so maybe the brick could stand on top of both of them, then it's kosher. Is ein tzarech lavi koira cheres. Then you don't have to bring another koira. We could use these two koiras together to look like one koira. The yim lav, let's say they're more spread apart, that the brick cannot stay because it'll fall through in the middle of it. And meila, tzarech lavi koira cheres. Because each koira by itself cannot hold up the brick, it's not wide enough, so meila it's possible. It's only if they're close enough that they put the brick on top of both of them, it would hold them both of them together, would hold up the brick. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Im mekabeles areyach liorko shloisha ein tzarech lavi koira cheres. He holds no. As long as they're within gimel tfachim close together, the two sticks, then it's enough. He's put the brick, not the width-wise, but like put it as length-wise. He's a Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Im mekabeles areyach, if these two sticks, even though they're far a little bit apart, but they'll be mekabel a brick, liorko shloisha, that if you put the brick, it's length-wise across. And that's usually gimel tfachim. In other words, if the two sticks, the two curries, are within gimel tfachim, then ain't tzarech lavi koira cheres. Right, so you say lovud, we look as if it's attached, as if it's considered one big koira, and you don't have to bring another koira. V'yim lab, but if they're far apart than gimel tfachim, then tzarech lavi koira cheres. Then it doesn't help you, and avad, you have to bring another koira. Since each koira by itself is no good, you can't stop use both of them together if they're not shaykes, if they're not close enough to one another. Hoyuachas lamala v'yachas lamata. Right, in the same case, we have two koiras, and each koira by itself is not strong enough to hold the brick, or else it's not wide enough. And these two koiras really are close together, they're like only less than a tefach apart, except one is higher than the other. One is higher and one is lower, like a picture 181. Hey, one koira is above, and the other koira right next to it is a little bit lower down. Yeah? Is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Royen Esol Yoyna Kilu Hilamata. The fact that it's a little bit higher up means nothing. We look as if it comes down, and Mamish on the same level, and since they're close enough that they could be in the Kabul, the brick will be kosher. Vaita v'yaseh tachtoina, kilu hilo malo. Or else, fakir, take the bottom one, look as if it comes off the top one, they're both the same level, so you say Ryan. It's also called the good hekka, we call the good kairah. Obavadoi, shloitel al yoino lamala mechof amo, avada, the top kairah can't be more than 20 amas high, because if it's more than 20 amas high, it's not called the kairah at all, it's possible from the shir. Anuadin vatachtoin lamatam yasorim. The bottom one can't be less than 10 tefachim down, because anything less than 10 tefachim is also not called a pesach, it's also possible for a kairah. Omer Abaya, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda just said, you say this al yoinen lamato, you should know. Sovalo kavua bechoda, he holds like his father Rabbi Yehuda in one punct, or polagale bechoda, and he argues on his father in another punct. Sovalo kavua bechoda, the isle royin. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that would say royin. So here, even though the way these two curries are now, since one is high and one is low, they can't be mekabel the brick. The brick can't go on top of each one by itself, and together also it's no good. But still you say royin. We look as if you bring the top one down, the bottom one up, you say royin. But Paul Galei Bechod, he still argues on his father's one punct. Dilu Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lemala Meyesrim. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, even if the curve is higher than 20 Amasai, it's also kosher. That was the first Mishnah. The Rabbanim say Lemala Mechof is possum. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lemala Mechof is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda's son, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, he holds, no, he holds not like Tanakam, let the Rabbanim. That Betoy Chof in, if the Kaira is less than or exactly 20 yamas off the ground, that Abid is not a halal, there's not a space of 20 yamas, it's kosher. Lamala mechof loy, but once we come higher than 20 yamas, then you can't say rain, because it's a possible Kaira, it's no good. Right, stop it. Here, the few dollars on the in the middle, near the bottom, we have Yehuda Weiner, Rochbo Afal Pi Shein Abriya. The Yehuda says in the Mishnah that the Kaira has to be a tefach wide, but it doesn't have to be strong. Even though it can't hold up a brick, still it's kosher. So the Mara Masni law, Rav Yehuda, if Yehuda learned Lechia Bar Rav, Kain made the Rav, in front of Rav, he learned like this, Rochbo, as long as it's wide a tefach, the Kaira on top, Afal Pi Shein Abriya. Even though it's not strong, like the Tanakhama says, the Kaira has to have some strength to it that it can hold up a brick. So he said, no, you don't have to be strong. Amalei, he answered him back, it's Nayo, you should learn like this. Rochba ubriya. No, it has to be wide, a tefach, and it also has to have some strength to it that it can hold up a brick. Aibu Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rav, Rochba abo, Afal Pi Shein Abriya. Rav himself said that if the Kaira is 4 tefachim wide, then it's kosher even though it's not strong. So Chor the Havamina is 4 tefachim and 1 tefach is the same thing. And the Gemara know, Roch ba'abor shani, if the Kaira is 4 tefachim wide, that's a bigger matter. Then it's kosher even though it's not strong. But Kozman is not 4 tefachim wide, it's just 1 tefach wide. Like the Kaira has to be Mikra Adin, we hold like a Tanakam, it has to have some strength to it also. It has to be strong enough to hold up a brick. So the Mishnah says this Vaita of Yehuda Shita, that even though it's not strong enough to hold up a brick, still is kosher. So it's made out of kash, it's made out of a straw, it's kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the more Maikam Ashmun, what's the Chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be strong. So Pshita out of kash, out of straw, it's kosher. So the Mara Kamash, my Kamash on Yarminim, Royin, that we say even though it's not strong, we look as if it's strong, like the Mishnah says in Loshin, we look as if it's made out of metal. For the Mara Hainuach, that's the first part of the Mishnah, that we say Royin according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mara Mao, the Taimur, the Mino Amrinim, if the Kaira is made out of wood, so even though this wood is very light, it's not strong, but since wood has, wood is strong enough to hold up a Reyach, we look as if this simple wood is also strong. But you make it out of kash, out of a straw. That straw can never hold up bricks. So I would think you don't say royim, loyam minon, kamash melon. That even though the curve is made out of straw, that has no shaykhas of holding anything up, still it's kash according to Rabbi Yehuda. Still we say royim. We look as if this kaira, as if it's strong enough to hold up a brick. Baita akuma, let's say the kaira is slanty, brick that's slanty, all different types, you have like a picture 173, we have a kaira that's slanty, even though the way it is right now, the Kaira cannot hold up a brick, and according to Tana Kama, a Kaira is only kosher if it can hold up a brick, still it's kosher. The Mishnah said, why? Because Ryan, we look as if it's straight up. You put the Kaira, not slanty, but make it look straight across. Akuma. So the Mara Pshita, Avadi, you say it's kosher, Akuma. The Mara Kamash Malon Kid Reb Zera. And the Chiddush is like Reb Zera says, the Yom Reb Zera, he betoich ha-movi v'yak v'miseho chutz l'movi. What's going to be if the Ika Kaira is inside the movi, no, the Yakimimus, the crooked side, goes outside the movi. Like a picture 183. It turns outside the movi, the crooked part of it, 183. Hey, most of the Kaira is on top of the movi directly, just the Yakimimus, the crooked part, goes outside the movi. Yeah, that's also kosher. We'll soon see what the shear is. Or else, he betoich esrim, v'yakimimiseho l'malam yesrim. The rove of the Kaira is within 20 amis off the ground, just the Akmimus goes higher up, like a picture 184. It goes up like an archway, and the top part of the Kaira is l'mala mechafama. We'll soon see when it's kosher. Or else, he l'mala me'asara, the Ika Kaira is 10 tfachim off the ground, v'yakimimiseho l'mata me'asara. And the Akmimus goes downwards, comes downwards close to within 10 atfachim off the ground, which is possible. Is what the halacha in these cases? Royin we see. Kol she'ilu yinotu l'akmimaseho. If you'll take away this crooked part of the Kaira. That's like picture 183. The part that comes out, sticks outside the movi, let's cut it off. Let's look as if it's not there. Now, v'ein bein zeh lezeh shloisha. Now, between the part of the Kaira that's kosher and the other part, there's less than 3 tfachim in between. If there'll be less than 3 tfachim in between, then we cut it off, and we say love it as if it goes straight across and it'll be kosher. Ain't sarach lovi Kaira cheris. Then you don't have to have another Kaira. Oh, I did like a picture 184, where the Kaira goes above 20. If you'll cut off the top part that's above 20, and the two pieces won't be more than 3 tfachim apart, still would say love it, and this Rayin, that's the Chiddush. We say this type of Rayin also, as if we cut off the Yakmimus, and the rest is kosher, Abida, not more than 3 tfachim apart. The Yimlav, let's say they are more than 3 tfachim apart, after you cut off the crookedness, what's left over is more than 3 away, then it's possible. Then Tzorach Lavi Kaira Cheres, you have to bring another Kaira, because you can't say love it, and they're not attached, it's not a good Kaira. Fredi Gemara Hanami Pshita, Avadis also posh, like why shouldn't you say loved? And the Gemara he betoich movui v'yakmi meseh chutz l'movi yitzrichle. We need the chiddush like a picture 183, where the ikka movi is going straight across on top of the movi, the ikka kairam, but the crooked part is going outside the movi. Now even though the part that's going outside the movi is less than 3 tfachim, so we'd say look as if we cut it off and we say loved. Still there's a chiddush there. I would think mal de tamer lechus. Let's be afraid. Dilma osiliam shuchei basrei. But right now the Kaira is sticking out. So if you're going to be matter right now, people will think you're allowed to walk outside the movi. Adi, you're underneath the Kaira, and outside the movi is possible. Kamash one the chiddush. We don't make this gzeirum. That even though it looks as if the Kaira is outside the movi and underneath this krum part, you think you're allowed to carry. Kamash one, we're not afraid for that. That's the chiddush. Even in this case, still we say Royin. Right, the Mishnah says Agula. Let's say the Kaira is round, like a picture 172, a round one. So if it's round, the Chur is a Chsarin, that according to the Rabbanan has to be able to be Mekabel to receive a brick. And on top of a round piece of wood, you can't receive a brick. So also we say Royin. We look as if we hollow it out, square it out. Agula Royin nice to Kiluhim Rubas. We look as if it's squared. For the Gemara Sulamli, what's the Chiddush? Like 50 you say, Royin. We square it out to look as if it could be Mekabel, the brick. So the Gemara Sefer Yitzvichlein. The end of the mission is the Chiddush. I'll tell you the fact that you have to have, a Kaira has to be a Tefach wide. Now if you have a circle, how much does the circumference have to be in order to have the diameter to be a Tefach? 3. If a round is 3 Tefachim, then you should know the diameter is 1 Tefach. Sefer Yitzvichlein. They're called Sheyesh by Kefa Gimel Tefachim. If the circumference going around the circle is 3 tfachim, you should know then, yesh by roichav tefach. Then the diameter is a tefach wide, and that's kosher for Kaira. A Kaira has to be at least a tefach wide. For the Gemara Menuhani Mili, how do we know this math? How do we know that if you have a circumference of 3 going around, the diameter is 1 tefach? Omer Reb Yechanan, Omer Omakro, we learn this out from a posik. It says, by Shleim HaMelech, he made a yam, he made like a big tub of water. is Vayases Hayam, he made a big yam, here it means a big gigus, a big barrel full of water. And Mutzak Esther Amo, it was 10 amos, Misvosa Yatzvosa. From what the diameter of this wide barrel was 10 amos, like the picture 185. The diameter going straight across the Svosoi was 10 amos across. Ogul, it was round. Soviv, it was all around. The Chomesh Piyama Kamosoi, it was 5 amos tall. That was the height of this Gigas. Now, the Kav Shleshim Piyama Yisavoisoi Soviv. If you want to know the circumference of this barrel, it was 30 amos around. So you see claw here that the circumference was 30 amos around, and we're saying now how much was the diameter? It was 10 amos. So you see, for every 3 going around, the diameter is 1. It was 30 amos around, therefore the diameter was 10 amos straight across. That's how we know for 3 you get 1. For the Gemara v'ika svasoi, rakopon lahavim is you have the thickness of the walls of the gigas itself. So we're saying now the inside diameter was 10 amos from one end to the other side. And the Havamina is you measure going all the way around the gigas. So if you're going around the gigas, the Kuri should have the thickness of the walls of the barrel itself. So if inside the barrel was 10 amos across, how could you say going outside around was 30? It should be more than 30, because you're including the thickness of the barrel itself. For the Gemara of Ikos Fossa, you have the thickness of the barrel itself. Omrapapa Svosoi Svas Porach Shushin. No, the top of the rim of the barrel, like in picture 187, the 186, the middle picture, it became slanty to a top. Like it looked like a porach, it looks like the inside of a rose. It became to a point. So there's no thickness at all to the rim of the barrel. Rapapa Svosoi Svas Porach Shushin. It came to a point, Rashi says, Porach Shushin, dark moid, it came very thin. Keterach Shushan Zu, like the leaf of a flower, of a rose. Yeah. Ksivvei, Porach Shushan Ksivvei, that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, V'ovo of Tofach, there was thickness, was a Tefach, Usvosoi Kemaisa Kois Porach Shushan. But the rim of it was mamished very thin, like the leaf of a rose. Yeah. The Pasuk says, now, Apayin Bas Yochel. Now this gigas, this big barrel full of water that Shlomo Melech made, was able to hold 1,000 bas. That's what Apayin, 2,000 bas. We'll soon see what a bas is. Here, for the Gemara, this is the pasuk. Yeah, the Gemara later will explain what does it mean 2,000 bas. But Akopon will bring in a raya that the rim came very thin on top. For the Gemara, still v'ika mashu. No matter how thin the top of the rim came, but there's still a mashu there. There's still a little bit more. So how do you have exactly 30 amas going around, and the diameter inside is only 10? The Chura should have to go a little bit more around. And the Gemara poshut ki kachoshiv migavoy kachoshiv. We're changing our mind when we say you go the circumference around is 30 amas, not from the outside of the barrel, but from the inside of the barrel. If you measure the inside of the barrel all around, it's 30 amas. Then it's a perfect thing. The inside of the diameter is 10 amos across, so it's very good. The circumference around is 30 amos, so you have every 3 around makes 1 across. So Agav Tosi Estakash here, it's mashum, the Gemara's math is bediyuk. The Gemara Estakash is a little bit mashum more. And the Maisa doesn't stim with pi. Pi usually is 3.7. Like usually we have pi, it'll drop more. What? 3.14. So Taizat Kasha, if the Gemara is being Meduyik, that's Mashna is very Meduyik, it's not 100% Meduyik. Let's tell you that Taizat Kasha. Kasha, Deina Cheshbe Medugdug, Lefichach Me Amidus. Lefichach Me Amidus, it's a little bit more than just 3 to 1. Right. But the Gemara is telling you that we're counting the inside of the circumference, so it stems perfectly. Yeah. The Gemara Tanya, Rebichia. Yam Shosa Shlomo, this big gigas, this big barrel that Shlomo Melech made, is Hoyamachsik Meya Vachamisha Mikvah Taira. It had enough, it could hold 150 mikvois, were able to fit inside this big yam that Shlomo Melech made. Like picture 188, turn over. That this is the big yam that Shlomo Melech made, this big gigas. We'll soon see the measurements. It was able to fit 150 mikvois, the shurim. Each mikvah is 40, so there were 150 times that. Michti Fret Gemara. Mikvah kam heavy. What's the shear of a kosher of a mikvah? Aboim so. You have to get 40 sor in there. How do we know it? Kiratani, the Pasuk says, Verochat es besoroi. Or Verochat ba mayim. You have to wash yourself ba mayim in the water.